5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. I tried to search for a story about ghosts or ghouls or something else Halloween-y related, but I found another witch story. Today we are going to read the story titled The Witch Tells Fortunes from the book Halloween at Merryvale, written by Alice Hale Burnett. Hopefully you are all ready to go for Halloween. As of this recording, John is still undecided what he wants to be, and Halloween is 10 days away. We may just have to go buy a white sheet and cut some holes in it to make him a ghost. So if you haven't, find your Halloween costume and enjoy some time with family and friends. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin. Witch Tells Fortunes. Come in, invited Father and the boys, standing in a group, watching the knob of the door turn slowly. As it opened silently, they saw standing on the threshold a little old woman, all bent over, a long black cape and hood covering her from head to foot. She carried a cane with a crook in it and leaned very heavily upon it as she walked. Muttering to herself, she crossed the room and took a seat by the fire. Her coarse gray hair fell in straggly locks about her face, almost hiding it from view. Suddenly, the lights went out, leaving the room in darkness, save for the firelight. "Place the pot before me," she ordered in a high, broken voice, shaking her stick at Fat. "Yes, ma'am," said Fat, hurrying to obey. "She's got Fat scared to death," giggled Toad to Reddy. From under her cape, she now took a small paper bag and poured the contents into the pot before her. Then standing up, she hobbled around it three times, waving her arms and humming a queer little tune. Soon, a dull red light glowed from within the pot, getting brighter and brighter. "It's magic," whispered Toad to Hopi Smith. The old witch now sat down again and took from beneath her cape a small pad, a long quill pen, and a queer little bottle filled with milky white fluid. "If you drink any of that, you'll get as small as a flea," said Fat in a low voice. The old witch rapped hard on the floor with her cane. "Herbie, come forward," she commanded. "Go ahead," giggled Reddy, giving him a little push. And Herbie stepped before the witch. She did not notice him at first, being very busy writing upon a slip of paper with a quill pen, which she dipped into the little bottle. Presently she raised her head and handed him the paper. "Bend low thine ear," she said, and Herbie obeyed. "Keep this until I am gone," she added, "and hold it over yon candle light, for thy fortune is written there." Each boy was now called in turn and received a slip of paper. Then the old witch arose. "To those who obey my commands, good luck. To those who disobey, ill fortune," she cried, shaking her stick in the air, and in another moment she had quickly hobbled from the room. Chuck now turned on the lights, and Lynn exclaimed, "Where on earth did she ever come from?" "Why, witches come out of the air," explained Toad. "They travel on a broomstick." "Let's see what she wrote on the papers," proposed Hopi Smith. "Yes," agreed Reddy. "She told me to hold it over the candlelight," at which Chuck came forward with a candle that he placed in the center of the table, holding his slip of paper over the flame. The other boys eagerly gathered about to watch. Soon the paper got hot, and letters began to appear. "Look, there's an A and two E's and," cried Chuck. "It's quite plain now. I can read it." "Go on," shouted Reddy. "Let's hear it." Chuck began. "If your head will rule your heart, from a cent you'll never part. So tell your heart to rule your head, and all will mourn you when you're dead." "That means if you're stingy, no one will care when you're gone," explained Lynn, at which Chuck laughed with the others. Herbie now held his over the light, and as the letters appeared, he read, "Don't always be in too great haste. It often means a dreadful waste. Await your turn, and take with ease the piece you wanted with fingers greased." "That's you and the molasses candy," laughed Reddy, adding, "Here's mine." "Your hair may be of brilliant hue, but this should never bother you, for when the winter winds blow most, your head will be as warm as toast." "That's great," cried Reddy, as all the boys laughed. Fat now held his paper over the flame, and as the words appeared, read slowly. "If you should eat a pound of lemons every other day, you'd grow as lean as any pole, for so I've heard folks say. But if, upon the other hand, you keep on eating pie, you'll grow so big and round and tall, you'll almost reach the sky." "You'd better be careful, Fat, and buy a barrel of lemons," suggested Toad. "I'll order a wagon load," grinned Fat. Hopi now held his paper near the candle, and in a moment read, "If you're the lad to find the coin that's hidden in the flower, you the highest will enjoy of health and wealth and power." Toad's turn now came, and upon his paper was written, "You're very fond of teasing all the girls and pulling out the ribbons from their curls. But mark my words, these tricks you'll surely rue, for when you're grown, a few they'll play on you." "That's a good one for you to remember, Toad," laughed the others. Lynn now read, "Your mouth may be large, as I've oft heard you say, but your words show a brain that is working. You'll go to the top of the ladder because you do what you do without shirking." "The old witch must have liked you, Lynn," commented Reddy. "That's the best yet."
"Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind."
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.